This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shushan Purim Tavshin Pei Beis has turned into a day of devastating pain for Klal Yisrael. Nafla Ataras Reishenu, with the loss of the Sar HaTorah, Rav Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim Knievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Think that it happened suddenly. This is not something that Klal Yisrael expected. But imagine if there was more advance warning. Then we would have stormed the heavens. We wouldn't have let this happen. Klal Yisrael would have been mispalel, Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we have in this world? Like we say on Yom Kippur, in one of the piyutim of the Avodah, in Lanu Eish V'loi Aroin, what do we have left today? We have no Eish, we have no Aroin, we have no Badim, we have no Ruach HaKodesh, all the great treasures of antiquity, all the great spiritual gifts. We don't have Nevi'im, we don't have the Shulchan, the Menorah. What do we have? We had Reb Chaim Knievsky. That was our last connection to the grandeur of real Ruchnias. Reb Chaim was the Shmira of Klal Yisrael. I was just thinking about his name, Shmar Yohu. He was our divine Shmira. Yosef Chaim, he gave life. He was Moisef Chaim to Klal Yisrael. He was Moisef Shmira and Chaim for Klal Yisrael. And now what do we have? We never would have let this happen had we had any advance warning. We would have stormed the heavens. But the Ribbono Shel Olam understood how Klal Yisrael loved Reb Chaim, so it was the time, and this was the only way he could go. But like in the Piyut, we say about the Rashbi, Torah Soimogin Lanu. We say the Rashbi, his Torah protects us. So all the great Torah that Reb Chaim left us, I just saw on Shabbos, Reb Chaim wrote a Pirush on Raziel HaMalach, on the Sefer HaBohir, on the most sublime Sifrei Kabbalah. Reb Chaim wrote a Pirush on the entire Sefer. So I'll share with you one idea from the time of the Quran, Parsha Shmini. We have an unusual trop in Parsha Shmini. Vayakrivu Paragil Pasuk Aleph Lifnei Hashem Eish Zara Asher lo yitziva oisam, mercha kfula. Not asher lo yitziva oisam, but mercha kfula lo yitziva oisam. What's the pshat in the mercha kfula? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, based on one of the Balei HaTosfos, that actually this pasuk could be read two ways. It could be read asher lo yitziva oisam. They brought a fire that Hashem didn't command them to bring. And then it could be read, Asher Tziva Oysam Loi. It could be read, Hashem commanded them, don't bring it. Meaning not only was there an absence of a positive command, there was a command not to. So it has a double meaning. And therefore there's a Mercha Kfula to indicate that there are two meanings here. Obviously, there was no command to bring it, but furthermore, there was actually a command not to bring it. So Reb Chaim, it's interesting, Reb Chaim once commented on the Gilyon HaShas. Rashi lists, the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, lists a number of places where Rashi says, Lo Yodati, I don't know the reason for something. And Rabbi Kiva Eger lists a bunch of places, and Reb Chaim adds additional places that Rabbi Kiva Eger did not list. And they asked Reb Chaim, why did Rabbi Kiva Eger collect all the places that Rashi says, I don't know? Like, what's the purpose of it? And if he's going to do it, let him do a full job. Why didn't he collect all the places? So Reb Chaim came along and he completed the entire list. So why did Rabbi Kiva Eger only write some of the examples that Rashi says, I don't know? So Reb Chaim explained as follows. It's a kavod to the Torah. It's a glory to the Torah. If when you're learning, you make connections, and when you see a Rashi that says, I don't know, you write down, oh, this is not the only place Rashi says, I don't know. There are other places as well. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't list all the places because this is what he wrote at the time of what entered his mind, al regal achas. And Rabbi Kiva Eger did not push himself to remember every last time, because that's not the objective. It's not critical to remember every last time. But the point is, it's a glory for the Torah to be able to make connections from other sources and other areas that are similar to what you're learning. And Reb Chaim, therefore, felt that he would be also adding glory to the Torah by collecting additional examples of Reb Akiva Eiger didn't write, because it was not the point at the time. But that's one of the great contributions of Reb Chaim. He brought glory to the Torah in uncovering the meaning of every detail, of the meaning of a certain trup, the meaning of a certain nuance or detail that perhaps others would not have taken notice of. Reb Chaim did nothing was beyond his vision and his purview, and he imbued significance in every detail of the Torah, and mechabed, as he was mechabed the Torah in an unparalleled way. So chusa yagen aleinu va'al kol Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.